I'm Jamila Crumple with Delmarva Public Radio News. Pink slime, pizza as a vegetable, and in the last hour of All Things Considered, students being fed dinner by an after-school program. All examples of stories covered in the news this year related to school nutrition. One parent and farmer, Robert Taylor, decided to teach his children about nutrition and feed them food that actually grows. He started Taylor's Fresh Organics in 2010 so his children could have actual homegrown fruits and vegetables to supplement what they were being offered in school. Madeline Berger, head of member services for Taylor's Fresh Organics, said while Taylor's own children were his inspiration for starting the now 90-acre farm in Federalsburg, Taylor wants all local children and adults to eat local organic produce.
Well, I really started an interest in organic farming once he had children of his own and saw what was, you know, what the pesticides and so forth were doing to people. So he vowed to improve his family's health and those of the community.
While Taylor's Fresh Organics is a new farm, Robert Taylor, owner and operator of the company, can trace his family's farming ancestry back to the 19th century. Madeline Berger.
Robert, or Bobby, the farmer, he's farmed his whole life and his family back to the 1800s.
In 2010, Taylor started practicing organic farming and started traversing the Delmarva Peninsula and metropolitan areas selling organic produce.
We are true locavores, which means we go about a 250-mile radius from the farm. So last year, we did, I believe it was all the counties on Maryland's Eastern Shore, and we're very close to the border with Delaware. So we were in Dover and other parts of Delaware as well. So we try to bring the food to many communities.
Berger says donating food is also part of the farm's community effort.
He's working with a program called Farm to Food Bank. You know, anything that is less than perfect, doesn't look pretty, that's donated to the food bank. So last year, we gave 50,000 pounds of food to the Maryland Food Bank as a compensation, I guess, for the Department of Corrections labor force.
Berger says although this is only the second CSA, or community-supported agriculture, season, more residents are demanding local produce, and there is room for more.
Right now, we have not quite 500 members, and we are accepting members until the 15th of this month. So I'm hoping for more people interested in eating real, local, freshly picked produce.
For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Jamila Crumple.